Hello and welcome to Flutzes and Waxels, a figure skating podcast to satisfy all of your skating news, analysis, and recap needs. I'm Mary Margaret Mertzos.
And I'm Alicia Mertzos, and we're sisters with a lifelong love for figure skating, practicing, watching, and discussing. So let's delve deep into what's happened in the skating world this week.
So next up, we are moving on to the really good stuff from the World Championships. Because, again, we talked about pairs already. We were a bit disappointed in that. But the other three disciplines were really fantastic and really enjoyable. And the women, for me, were definitely right up there.
Yeah.
After the Olympics that we had, that was so frustrating in so many ways, and last year's World Championships, this was far from perfect, but I was happy and satisfied at the end of the day.
It was overall a good time.
Exactly. And a podium full of happy tears, which what more can you ask for?
Ugly sobbing happy tears.
Exactly. Exactly.
Which honestly makes me so happy because we have seen so much like apathy, I guess is the best word, from so many skaters finishing in all sorts of places over the last couple seasons. To see our top three at a minimum, but really a good chunk of our top 10 be very, very happy with how they skated and look so thrilled to the point of tears.
Yeah. There were some really fantastic skates here. And again, we talked about in the last episodes, but sometimes after an Olympics, it's been a long season for everybody and people can be tired, but you didn't really see that a ton here.
Yeah, there were a couple people who I think the tiredness, the length of the season showed, but not too many.
Mm-hmm.
And even the ones it showed for put forth their best effort.
Exactly. So our winner is Kaori Sakamoto of Japan. After the Russians were forced to withdraw from this competition, she was very much the front runner. And that can be good in some ways. It can be bad in some ways. There was, I'm sure, lots of pressure on her to deliver as the expected winner here after being on the podium at the Olympics. And she just absolutely did. Just looked as solid as she did at the Olympics, and a totally deserving winner. And I hope that this does wonders for her confidence and just her future going forward.
I mean, she put forward two fantastic skates with fantastic technical content. These programs are not my favorite, but she skated them passionately and well.
Yeah, the skating skills,
yep,
there's no denying the speed and the flow. And you can tell that she is very invested in these programs. And they've grown on me a little bit. Mm-hmm. I still, for me, these are my least favorite of all the programs she's ever had.
Yeah.
But frankly, that doesn't matter at the end of the day.
No, and that is, to be fair, a high bar. She has had incredible programs in the past.
Yeah.
And the short program for me is good, not great. Mm-hmm. And the free skate is fine.
Yeah.
But again, she is very clearly very invested in the performance of them.
Yeah, the fact that she sells them as well as she did, that's all credit to her. Because I think I know Benoit Richaud can be hit or miss for a lot of people. Yeah. For me, I like more of his stuff than I dislike, but these for me were some misses for him choreographically.
Yeah.
But she can sell them, and it doesn't matter at the end of the day.
She can take whatever she's given and make it work, even when it's... They were going for something. Mm-hmm. I just don't... I think they were shooting for a target too far away, and so they missed.
I mean, at the end of the day, though, again, these are... For me, it's not the programs I remember. It's moments in them. That opening double axel in each program, just so fantastic. And
the final triple loop in the free skate.
And just judge number nine in that free skate. What are we looking at with that plus three? What more do you want from a double axel than what Kaori Sakamoto gives?
It has the most ridiculous hang time. You would think she was on a wire. It has great ice coverage, huge speed in and out, good transitions in and out, the cleanest rotation.
Yep.
Literally, what more do you want?
Yeah. And similarly, the one thing that, you know, scoring wise, I definitely felt here was, you know, a lot of times, like last season or at the Olympics, the winners often get a lot of 10s in the PCS. Kaori got 1 in the short program, none in the free skate. I do think a lot of that is program, for me at least. But at the same time, Bird handing out 10s and plus 5s to so many people. Why can't she have a few more? Just a few.
We could have given her 10s and skating skills and nowhere else.
Exactly. I would have been perfectly happy with that.
I think that would have been accurate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because again, whatever some people like these programs, I don't love them. I wouldn't necessarily give her a 10 in the rest of the categories, but I would absolutely give her 10s in skating skills in both programs, and yet she got an 8.75 from judge number 5 in the short program.
Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, it was still a really fantastic score and really well skated. Just let's, you know,
remember this. Run with the winner regardless of who it is. Well, or don't.
Or just be more reasonable across the board. We'll see what happens at the Congress with regard to scoring.
I hope.
I mean, well, when we talk about ice dance, we'll be talking about some very high scorings. It was not quite as much here. But yeah, just let's reform scoring. Mm-hmm. But the minor quibbles at the end of the day, because she was clear in a way the best here and deserved a huge margin of victory that she had here.
Yeah. And I have to say, her reaction to the score, immediately checking in if Japan still had 3 spots, hilarious. And then watching her cry as her national anthem was on played. The podium.
That's the thing. That Olympic podium and all the stuff before the Olympic podium is not how it should be. This is what I watch figure skating for.
That's particularly at the Olympics. That is what I want to see. I want to see the Olympic champion cry.
Yeah. Happy tears.
Yes. Specifically happy ones.
Yes. And then in second here, we had Luna Hendricks from Belgium.
Speaking
also
of happy tears.
Happy crying.
Happy sobbing.
Yeah.
Which was glorious.
It's especially fantastic, too, since, I mean, she's been having a really great season, was a little shakier at the Olympics, and then right before Worlds got a groin injury, which is terrible timing and made it really hard for her to train. And I think there were points in the program where you could kind of see she was a little bit tentative, particularly on the jumps, some of the spins as well, with the really extreme flexibility. Obviously, that's tough to do when you have a groin injury. But the fact that she skated better than she did at the Olympics and it was enough to get her on the podium for the first time, it's just really fantastic and just proof of that really strong base of skating that she has always had.
Yeah, she is a phenomenal skater. Honestly, I feel kind of the same way about her and Kaori Sakamoto in that I love the skating.
Yeah.
I love the personalities on and off the ice that we see. I hate the free skate.
Yeah, that's same with her. Just the short program, at least, is really lovely. I really like her short program. Let's ditch the free next season.
Never again go down that road with the free skate.
Yeah.
Please.
At the end of the day, for the top 2 free skates especially, I just take away, you skated fantastically. And that's what I want to think about, not these programs at the end of the day.
Yeah. And I mean, Luna did. She was phenomenal in that free skate.
Yeah. Can't ask for much more. I mean, especially considering she was injured. Even, you know, at full health, I think it would have been tough to catch Kaori Sakamoto, but especially injured, being in second place.
Solidly.
Yep. Is just, and in both programs too, is a fantastic result for her.
Honestly, the thing I am most excited about for Luna is the fact that she was in second place after the short program, and we did not see nerves in the free skate.
Yeah.
At least not more than a normal free skate.
Yeah, I mean, especially compared to the Olympics where she did look a little nervous.
I mean, even at Europeans.
Yeah.
She did really, really well in the short program, and then the free skate was a little nervous.
Yeah, sometimes it can be hard to, you know, learn to deal with being successful. But I think she is definitely doing it.
She is definitely on track to be the kind of skater who can do 2 phenomenal programs back-to-back in competition.
Mm-hmm.
and get more international medals that she so deserves.
Well, and that's the other thing that has to be said as well about our top two here. Two women who are in their 20s mm-hmm. and who, you know, it sounds like want to stick around for a yeah. while and are looking, honestly, for both of them, in the best shape of their lives. Obviously, Luna right now is a bit injured, but outside of that...
And was phenomenal in yeah. spite of her injury.
Yeah. It's good to see grown women succeeding in figure skating again.
And to not, particularly for Kaori Sakamoto, who got an Olympic medal, now yep. has a world title, hasn't said the word retirement yet. And I would like for that to continue.
Exactly. I really hope that she will, because I think she still has much more to show.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous that women are expected to peak at like 15, 16. And let's get on changing that, I ask you.
TikTok.
Mm-hmm. And then in third, we had Alyssa Liu from the U.S., another happy crier in both programs.
In a way, this is kind of my perfect podium mm-hmm. because we have our two grown women, 1-2, and then we have our young up-and-comer
yep.
in third. So there's pressure, but there's not as much pressure because you didn't win.
Yes, exactly. I mean, this is huge for her, making it onto the podium. And I hope, you know, the U.S. press doesn't put too much pressure on yeah. her the way they did when she was younger. She, you know, only went for the one triple axel attempt here in the free skate and wasn't fully around, but she stood up on it, which
yep.
is job one. And other than that, was basically clean for the most part through her two programs. And honestly, of all the podium, for me, her two programs are far and away yes. the winners here.
I love these programs. They are just so well packaged mm-hmm. and so well choreographed and show off that youthful spirit that she's got while also containing it enough for her to get the jumps done.
Yeah, she is definitely younger and, you know, not quite as mature in the performance yeah. as the two who finished ahead of her. But I think these programs do well to reflect that kind of youthful energy. And, you know, she's bringing a bit more of the technical firepower yep. to make up the bit of the difference. Yeah, it was just nice to see this podium for so many reasons, to see them all so thrilled, to see, you know, the potential for a future in all three of our medalists here.
Yeah, and to watch them elbow bump yeah. on the podium and just look so genuinely thrilled for each other.
Yeah.
I got so emotional at this podium.
I think just that contrast, the last major international women's event we had was just heart-wrenching in yep. so many ways that I think we all just needed this palate cleanser.
I needed this palate yeah. cleanser. I will not speak for anybody else, but I sure did.
Yeah. Yeah, I was really thrilled for Alyssa. And I mean, she as well has been under tremendous yeah. pressure. There was, you know, news and things coming out about Chinese government
mm-hmm.
looking into her and her father while in Beijing, and that's
horrifying.
Yeah, and even more pressure that, you know, we did not know about yeah. until it became public, that for her as well, it's amazing that her season has ended as well as it did, with so much turmoil, including coaching changes
yeah.
and Olympic pressure and COVID, and the fact that it all ended with a world medal is kind of miraculous.
I am just so excited for her and for her future. Mm-hmm. And I hope that, you know, we haven't really seen the fruits of the new coaching change yet
yeah.
because it just happened. I hope that that goes relatively smoothly, because that's always tricky.
Yeah.
And I hope that next year's programs are as good as this year's.
Yeah. So a really fantastic podium, but also some really fantastic skating that just missed out yeah. on that podium. Fourth, we had Mariah Bell from the U.S., and I'm sure she was a bit disappointed after being in third after yeah. the short program to just miss out on that podium. She also had a really solid set of skates mm-hmm. here, going for a triple-triple in the short program, and it went pretty well.
Yeah. The rotation for Mariah is always a bit of an issue, particularly on the triple-triple.
Yeah, but she was able to stand up on it, yeah. and therefore it didn't impact, you know, her PCS, which is really where she can build up a lot of points. And it is, you know, that she does need that advantage a little bit, especially compared to somebody like Alyssa, who's going for triple axel and backloaded triple triples. Mariah was still doing slightly easier technical content, but I think that was definitely the right strategy to just go clean.
Yeah.
Get as many, you know, GOE and PCS points as you can get. And it's a shame that it just wasn't quite enough here. Yeah.
At the end of the day, I think the biggest difference was those last two jumping passes.
Yeah.
Which the triple lets double toe and then the last triple lets, I understand backloading them, but particularly at this point in the season, those, the lutzes and the, particularly the lutz in combination, she has a bit of a difficult time getting full enough rotation to have a really great landing.
And I mean, they were going better earlier in this season. It's also hard for her because she was basically here coachless. Adam Rippon was, you know, phoning it in.
Yeah.
Literally. And I don't mean that as shade, but that he was literally on the phone watching her. And so, I mean, it's tough, though, if your coach can't easily watch you in practices and go, well, I don't know about, you know, the second lutz in the second half. Maybe we should move things around. I mean, you can't really do that if you're not there to do it.
It is absolutely a really tough position that she was in. And she did really well in spite of that. But that did make the difference at the end of the day for her.
Yeah, and I mean, she is still fourth at a world championship. Yeah. That is a huge result. I'm sure it's a bit disappointing to be behind a teammate and, of course, just off the podium. But this was a fantastic competition for her. She's seeded for next year's Grand Prix, although I'm not sure. So many of these skaters, I don't know what their plans are going forward. I don't know if she wants to continue or is thinking about retiring. But either way, I think she's got lots of good potential if she continues or if she wants to go out on this high. I think there's nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah, and she's one. This is advice we give to lots of skaters, which is pretend that the ordinals for your two programs didn't happen.
Yeah.
Because I think for a skater like Mariah, had she not been in third after the short, fourth overall probably would have felt really good.
Yeah.
It's that being in medal position and then losing it that can be really hard.
Yeah. Fifth here, we had Youngyu from Korea. And she apparently has also been somewhat injured recently and has had such a busy season.
Yeah.
I personally had kind of tempered my expectations of, you know, where she might place here. And of what I expected her to do, for me personally, she exceeded that. Mm-hmm. I think going just for the double axel in the short program was a good strategy just to try and go clean and be in the top six in the final flight, which she did, and came really close to a clean free skate. A couple little shaky moments, unfortunately, but considering the season she's had and injury, it's hard to ask for much more.
Yeah, the opening triple axel in the free skate was not a terrible attempt.
Yeah.
It wasn't amazing, but she stayed on her feet, which goes a long way, and she recovered really well for the most part. The triple lutz triple toe right after was pretty solid. It's such a shame about that loop, because that was kind of the moment that she had to start really fighting at that point.
And I mean, once you're losing out on that bit of base value, I mean, she was about 3.5-ish points behind Mariah Bell. I mean, that's a decent triple loop right there. Could have been a place higher if she had been able to, you know, at least rotate it, even if it's under-rotated. It's tough, but at the same time, top five of the world championships, gaining three spots for Korea next year's world championships. Yeah, finally.
Korea deserves.
Exactly. Actually, we forgot to mention, but Japan also has three. Yes. USA has three. Belgium has three, which is going to be very interesting to see if we can send three Belgian skaters to Worlds next year. That would be fun.
At least two.
Yeah.
We got to have another one. Right?
Yeah, I mean, Pinzeron in juniors. I think she'll be old enough next year.
I hope
Don't quote me on that. But well, also depends if they change the age. But if she's old enough.
But we'll see which proposal they pass, because a lot of them are talking about not raising the age next year, but doing it the year after. So if that's the case, then maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, a pretty good result for Young Yu. Sixth, we had Anastasia Gubanova from Georgia. And it's just such a shame that she had a fall in the short program. She went really, really early too. And that was already going to be a tough spot because all season long, the judges haven't really been going with her on PCS and GOEs. She went third in the free skate. And even if she had been fully clean, she, you know, might not have gotten the scores that she might have gotten had she been, you know, four flights later.
Let's be honest, she wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Because no panel all season has been willing to run with her as much as she deserves.
Yeah.
She and got then, so many sixes in that short program in PCS.
Yeah.
Which, even with a fall, I can't understand the justification
for especially sixes, since
six and a half.
She fell on the opening triple flip, which, yes, it is a major issue for sure. But she came back really fantastically, even got a triple lutz, triple toe in the second half because the flip was meant to be the combination. It was a really good jump attempt. And she is always engaged with the music and has really gorgeous hands and arms. And at least in the free skate, she did really quite well there and was fifth in that segment, but just too far back again to get, you know, fully what I think she would deserve, particularly on PCS.
I mean, case in point for the fact that she doesn't get the PCS she deserves. That free skate was clean.
Mm-hmm.
She had a clean, really well-skated free skate.
And even though this isn't, you know, bullet points for PCS, with two triple triples, including one in the second half. It's not a bullet, but judges treat it as though it is.
I was going to say, it's not an official bullet.
Exactly.
It's an unofficial bullet. And most of the judges gave her mostly sevens.
Yeah. Maxing out at 8.5?
Yeah. Yep. Even though, again, her basic skating is phenomenal. Her attention to detail with the music and her body movement and her engagement from head to toe is phenomenal. I do not understand why we will not give her eights.
Yeah.
I would love to advocate for nines, but I can't even go that far because they don't even give her eights.
I know. I mean, at least she is now top six at Worlds. Yep. She will be seated at next year's Grand Prix, is guaranteed two of them. If she can keep skating like this, hopefully the marks will go up with her reputation again, which shouldn't be how it works. But
it is.
I was disappointed for her in the short, but the fact that she's still in sixth place, in spite of the judges not really going with her, in spite of being third in the short, like starting third in the short program and having a fall so early on, just speaks to her talent.
Yeah, she is an incredible skater, and I am so glad she competes for Georgia now.
Yep. Seventh, we had Hyun Lee from Korea, who was a last-minute replacement for Yellim Kim, who unfortunately tested positive for COVID and wasn't able to come. It's definitely a shame for her, but a great opportunity for Hyun Lee here, and she absolutely capitalized on it. The short program was a little rough. She looked maybe a little nervous.
Yeah.
The jumps weren't quite as solid as we're used to seeing from her. But the free skate was what we've kind of come to expect from Hyun Lee.
Yeah, she is a fantastic skater who, because Korea doesn't have that many international spots, hasn't had as much international experience. And I think really the thing that set her back here was the lack of international senior experience. She just looked a little nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the free skate, it wasn't quite as solid and commanding as she is capable of.
Well, and I mean, she was in that tough spot because it was only, I think, a few days beforehand that she got assigned. Yeah. Before then, I think she was assigned to Junior Worlds, and then she was assigned to a Senior B, and then she was assigned to Worlds, and so it was just a whole whirlwind of things.
Yeah, the poor thing did better than anyone should have expected out of her under the circumstances.
Well, and I'm sure that as well she was thinking, well, we really got to get three spots at next year's Worlds.
Because I want to go next year too.
Exactly. And she did between the two of them, the two Korean women. Fifth and seventh is more than enough to get three spots next year. And even though she's not seated, she's guaranteed two senior Grand Prix's. She's in an excellent spot going into next season.
And in an excellent spot to develop into the skater that
yep.
she can be, because I think she has everything in the making for a world champion skater.
Including a triple axel that she didn't yep. try in competition, but she was trying them in practices. We've mm-hmm. seen them at a few competitions.
They look pretty decent.
Yeah.
And she's got the full arsenal there. She really just needs the experience, and yep. now she's going to get it.
Yeah, exactly. Eighth, we had Karen Chen from the U.S., who is still having some trouble with the loops, unfortunately. Yeah. That put her in a bit of a hole after the short program, the rest of which was really quite good, but if you have 0 points on an element, you're going to drop
yeah.
a decent bit.
Well, and particularly for Karen, who does have rotation issues, mm-hmm. she only got a Q on the combination,
yep.
but between the Q and the lack of really great quality and flow on the exit of the combination, mm-hmm. she doesn't have that base value to prop her up and help her a little bit for when that loop,
yeah.
as it kind of has all season, goes wrong.
Well, or especially since the Olympics, where it was yeah. just really giving her fits. At least they took it out of the free skate.
Yes.
And I think that was absolutely the right choice. And I wish they had done it for the short yeah. program. The free skate also wasn't completely clean, but it was a lot better, especially once we got into the second half, since she wasn't going for the triple loop. And at the end of it, it was a really beautiful, emotional program. And
yeah.
you could tell that she was emotional, too.
I want to just watch Karen Chen do free skates
mm-hmm.
because the jumping errors are easier to disguise and a little easier for her to move past mm-hmm. in that free skate, because she does kind of know that she has to be perfect in the short programs
yeah.
because of the rotation issues and also the relative lack of arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
Not that long ago, this would have been a perfectly good arsenal,
yes.
but not anymore.
yeah, it is progressing, but
yeah.
I was glad to see her look pretty happy
yeah.
at the end of the free skate. She's another one. I don't know what her plans are going forward,
mm-hmm.
but if this is the end of her career, if that's what she decides, this was still a fantastic way to end. And I mean, all three American women in the top 10,
yep.
in the top 8 even. It's not a bad result at all.
I mean, the fact that Karen had 0 points on an element in the short program and still wound up 8th overall
yeah.
is testament to how great she is.
Yep. 9th, we had Ekaterina Ryabova from Azerbaijan, who has just been so consistent this season.
Yeah.
She really has just delivered every single time that she's competed in such a way that it was a bit of a surprise when she had the pop at the end
yeah.
of the free skate. But outside of that, she has just been looking so solid and confident all season long. It seems like working with her father is really working out
yeah.
for her well. She's kind of at the point now for me where the technical side is so solid and consistent that where I'd like to see the focus is a bit more on particularly the interpretation of the music.
Yeah.
That, for me, is the one thing that puts her a little bit of a step behind some of the women who finished ahead of her, even though she is, you know, jump-wise, skating really quite consistently all season long.
Yeah, particularly because these were some of the most confident-looking double axels we've seen
mm-hmm.
from her. She does historically really struggle with the double axels and needs quite a lot of time to set up. These ones still had a relatively big setup, but she looked a little more confident.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, for next season, I really hope that they find some music that gets her really excited to perform
mm-hmm.
so that we can see a bit more of a performer come out of her.
I even wonder if just something, you know, slower
yeah.
might help, because, like, you know, I think she enjoys the, you know, Mambo Italiano
yeah.
in the short program. I think it's just kind of too fast and there's a little too much going on
mm-hmm.
that maybe just a nice, slow, sedate piece might help
yeah.
potentially. Or at the very least, just to, you know, play around with music styles and
say,
see what
experiment.
Yeah, what suits are best.
Try something classical and slow for one program and try a pop song that she really likes for the
yeah,
other.
Exactly.
And see which or maybe both will work.
Or maybe neither, but
yeah.
you know, you try different things and see what happens.
I would be much happier for her in particular to see two programs that totally do not work next season if they're completely different from what she's done before.
Yeah.
Because I do think she needs to find her niche still.
Mm-hmm.
And once she does, I think she'll be a really competitive skater with all of these women who finished above her.
Yeah, because I mean, you look at her protocols all season long. There are very few jump mistakes on there. Yep. So if we're confident in that, I think we can start, you know, embellishing.
Yeah.
Work on the program packaging as a whole. 10th, we had Nicole Schott from Germany, who had a really fantastic competition here. Was in the final flight in 6th after the short program, which is just such a fantastic result for her. This is, I think for me, the best competition I've seen from her in a while.
Yeah, she, between this and the Olympics, mm-hmm. she did really, really well, really consistently. And for a skater who struggled for so long to do a triple-triple in competition, mm-hmm. seeing her do them so successfully has been really fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And I think for her as well, now that the jumps have gotten a little bit more consistent, she's able to give more to the performance side of thing. And the whole program just amps up exponentially because both are doing better than they have in the past.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the future for her, and I hope she sticks it out, because I do think she's just reaching the pinnacle of what she mm-hmm. is capable of now that triple-triple has finally come together.
And she's even got some wiggle room, because Germany will have two spots at Worlds next season, Azerbaijan as well, which we didn't mention. Mm-hmm. And both everybody through 12th is guaranteed two senior Grand Prix. So sitting pretty to start next season.
No reason to retire.
Exactly.
Please don't.
And then in 11th, we had Wakaba Higuchi from Japan. And this was a tough one to watch in a lot of ways. She had such a fantastic Olympics and just was not rewarded at that Olympics. Uh-huh. That
I really wanted redemption for her.
Yeah.
I wanted her to repeat what she had done and get herself a world medal, because if she had, she would have.
And I mean, it's not unprecedented. She did it 4 years ago in similar circumstances, where she made mistakes in the short and was coming from behind mm-hmm. and still managed to come in second. Even after the short program, where, I mean, I think you could just kind of see the doubt in the opening jump. Am I going for a double axel? Am I going for a triple axel? And it just wasn't a great version of either. Unfortunately, she did a double, but it was not a good one.
It was a double that looked intended to be a triple and didn't happen.
Yeah. And I mean, it's hard to blame her when you think back to the Olympics. And well, if I do, I can land a clean triple axel. I did it at the Olympics, but at the Olympics, I scored better when I did a double. So should I do a triple? And this is what happens.
Yeah.
But I still had hope, and I thought, but she did this 4 years ago. Surely she can come back in the free and pull up to the podium.
This is Wakaba Higuchi's thing.
Yeah.
The short program doesn't always go well, and then she gets mad, and the free skate goes phenomenally, and she climbs. No. Unfortunately, that didn't happen this time. The triple axel didn't go well to open the free skate.
Yeah, she was definitely fighting through that free skate, but just too many errors popping in. She had that fall on the triple lutz, triple toe in the second half, popped another axel,
a couple rotations.
Yeah, this program is fantastic as it is. It's just harder to perform when the technical side of things is a struggle, and it was in this free skate, and it's such a shame that she wasn't properly rewarded at the Olympics the way she should have been. And maybe it would have been a different case here, or maybe the same thing would have happened. Yeah. Who's to say? But it's just disappointing that nothing really came out of either, medals-wise. And of course, medals aren't the be-all and end-all, but they are.
But when she deserved one.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going...
She didn't deserve one here.
No.
But at the Olympics, I mean, she at the bare minimum deserved to be fourth.
At a minimum.
Uh-huh.
I would argue she should have won that short program.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, I really wanted, even more than I wanted Kaori Sakamoto to be world champion, which I did want for her, I wanted Wakaba Higuchi to get a world medal.
Yeah.
Because I felt like she deserved it after what happened at the Olympics, and I wish she had done enough for it.
Yeah, and that's the hard thing. This was not a case of, oh, she was so robbed. No, the podium should have been the podium. Yeah. It's also tough because 9th through 11th is literally separated by less than half a point. So close. And, you know, there are certain scores on which I think the judges still could go with her a little bit more. But, I mean, it wouldn't have been enough to get her on the podium at the end of the day.
Judge number 8 could have given her at least all 7s.
Yeah.
And moved her potentially up a place or two.
Yeah.
Because it was so close, that might have been enough for, like, a full 2 places.
Yeah. It's just a shame. I had hoped for better for her, and I hope she's not too discouraged after this just wild season of having fantastic skates and not being rewarded, and then having the opportunity, because she was absolutely one of those who, if she skated fully clean here, even with Kaori Sakamoto skating the way she did, she still might have won.
Yep.
But that's a huge amount of pressure that was felt here, I think.
And I mean, particularly for women who come from a skating nation with a ton of depth.
Yeah.
The spots are always a conversation. And wouldn't it be delightful if we had 2 skaters on the podium, or at least, you know, 2 in the top 5, and I'm one of them.
Yeah.
There's then no doubt that we have 3 spots, and we don't have to wait for Kaori Sakamoto to win to make sure that we have the points.
Yeah, luckily the points did add up for Japan to maintain 3 spots, but it was uncomfortably close, unfortunately.
Yeah, so I'm disappointed for Wakaba Higuchi. I hope she gets angry and comes back next year.
Yeah, I hope so. And then 12th, we had Madeline Skizis from Canada, who, speaking of disappointments, was 1/100th of a point behind Wakaba Higuchi and was 10th in each segment, 12th overall. If that's not frustrating.
Particularly because she was 10th in both segments and 10th would have gotten her 2 spots for Canada.
Exactly, yeah.
Which she stated was her goal.
She was also less than half a point off of top 10. And again, was 10th in both segments.
If anybody complains that we do not have 2 spots next year and tries to blame Madeline Skizis, I will fight them.
Because she did all she could here.
She got enough points to be top 10. It was just Natalie Pechelaing all over the place.
Sorry to call out Natalie Pechelaing. Other teams as well, but this is a reference to 2014 World's Ice Dance, in case you don't know. Google it.
If you don't know that joke yet, based on the number of times we have made that joke,
just go watch 2014 World's Ice Dance. It was a journey.
And make sure you watch the medal ceremony.
Yes. But yeah, overall, this was not quite as strong as Maddie was in the Olympic team event.
Yeah.
But a lot stronger than she was in the Olympic individual event. She has had a really fantastic season. She does not have a ton of international experience.
She has basically no international experience before this season.
Yeah, exactly. And with so much pressure put on her, and I am sure, you know, from the Canadian media, and I'm sure Skate Canada saying, go be top 10.
Yep.
We know you're capable. And again, she is capable. She did it, kinda. But
her team event score was over 200.
Yeah.
That would have been comfortably enough.
And again, it wasn't so close to enough here. It's just, oh, so heartbreaking when you're just
less than
so,
half
so
a point.
Close. So close to doing it.
If any one of her, if she hadn't gotten the cue in the short program.
Or even if the landing on the triple loop in the short had been better.
It was that close.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if we'd stood up on the triple flip in the free skate.
Yeah.
Any one of those.
Yeah.
We don't have to do all of them. Any one would have gotten her comfortably into the top 10, which is why she did it. It's just math's fault that we don't have 2 spots.
Yeah. At least she is still top 12.
Yes.
Guaranteed 2 spots. Still doing a ton for Canadian skating.
And, I mean, we don't need 2 women's spots at Worlds. It's fine.
Yeah.
It would have been nice.
We'll see what happens next year. Yeah, it would have been nice, but it's okay.
We can build up the internal competition.
Yeah.
So that maybe next year.
Yeah. Let's move on to 13th. We had Ekaterina Kurakova from Poland.
Doing what she does, having a rough short program and skating lights out in the free skate.
Yeah, that so similar to the Olympics where the short program was a bit rough. The free skate was fantastic, albeit she did have one fall on the triple loop. I do not remember the last time I've seen, or maybe I've never seen, a skater after their program just go do that triple loop that I just fell on after the program. Like, no, I can land this.
It is so her.
Yeah.
It was such a wholesome moment to be like, oh, I can do the triple loop, judges.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, all season long, she has just been killing it in the free skate. I really seriously, though, would advocate next season in the short program.
Triple double, please.
You can do it in the second half. You can do a triple double combination in the second half of a program and just play it a little bit safe so you don't have to dig out of a hole the way she's unfortunately had to do basically all season.
Yeah.
I think Europeans is the only exception, really.
Yeah. And she is really effective at digging herself out of a hole most of the time.
But what if you didn't have to?
How often do we say this about men in quads?
Yeah.
If you don't do it in your short program, you don't have to dig yourself out of a hole and you can do it in the free skate and then maybe win something.
Yeah. Or at least come real close because she was ninth in that free skate, even with a fall. Even as great as it was, this was one of her weaker free skates all season. So.
And it was still top 10 worthy free skate at a world championships.
Yep.
Do a triple double. Or alternatively, learn how to Dmitriev and do a let's flip combination. Those are your only options.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go through a few more just quickly.
Yeah.
14th, we had Olga Mikutina from Austria, who is still, I think, coming back a bit from the injury. You can see some of the jumps aren't quite as comfortable as they were for her last season, but I just enjoy her skating and her program so much.
She's so weird. I love it so much.
That short program is just so fantastic.
Yeah.
And if we can just get her back to full health and landing all the jumps the way she was a year ago, she will be a force to be reckoned with, I think.
I am so excited for her future.
Mm-hmm. 15th, we had Mana Kawabe from Japan, who had a bit of a better outing here than at the Olympics, but still a little rough around the edges. She is also quite young and a bit inexperienced in terms of international competition.
Yeah.
And I think you could see that both here and at the Olympics.
Yeah, I hope this season is a really good learning opportunity for her to get a little bit better at coping with the pressure. Because when she has no pressure, like at that JGP in Lake Placid in 2019.
Or even NHK this year.
She is a joy to watch when the pressure is off.
Yep.
And I hope that she learns to cope with the pressure because she's another one who has everything she needs to be world champion.
Mm-hmm. 16th, we had Nina Petrokina from Estonia, who is another young one with just so much talent and potential. And she was not fully clean here in the free skate, but she is one of those who has the potential because this is a weird, weird season that she, last I checked, was assigned to go to Junior Worlds at home in Estonia. And I think has some good potential there. I don't know if it's enough to get on the podium, that it's going to be tough competition. But she did well here and I think has the potential to do even better at a home Junior Worlds coming up.
She did so well at Europeans in front of that home crowd.
Exactly.
I think the home crowd does her really well. And I think the lack of pressure at Junior Worlds will do her wonders.
Exactly. Another skater I wanted to shout out was Yulia Sauter from Romania in 18th. I think the best I've ever seen her skate.
Yeah.
Basically a clean set of programs. One of the double axels in the free was a little shaky, but it was a revelation in a lot of ways when the jumps are finally going clean and you can really appreciate the performance. And she was also just so thrilled.
She's such a fun skater. I really enjoy her, and I hope we get to see some more of her.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Josefine Tellegård, we got to see the free skate.
Yep.
I am always happy when we get to see her do her free skate.
Yeah, she's just such a fantastic performer. She also started off the entire competition.
Yep.
She was first in the first event, the women's short program, and started us off with a bang, yeah. Which was really great to see. So yeah, overall, this was a really exciting world championships for the women, and makes me excited for the future for so many of these. Mm-hmm. And looking at this list here, I don't think there's a ton who have said outright that they're going to be retiring. And that is exciting. I hope that we don't have too many.
There aren't even that many that I might speculate would retire.
Yeah.
There's a few that if I had to bet, I would bet on retirement over not retirement.
Mm-hmm.
But only a couple.
Yeah.
So I would like to see all of them stick around.
Yeah.
None of you should retire.
Just keep on going.
This was so
fantastic
fun.
To watch. And some rough skates aside, I mean, that's figure skating.
Yeah.
The overall impression for me at the end of the day was a really positive one.
Particularly because we got to end with that medal ceremony, which exactly. was just glorious.
Yep. So speaking of, what was your highlight from this women's event?
There are so many choices.
Exactly.
Which I love. But because the judges won't, I am going to give it to Anastasia Gabanova.
Yeah.
Team Georgia stan. I adore her skating. And mm-hmm. in spite of the fall, both of her programs were great.
Yeah.
And I think the judges should reward her more.
Yeah. Maybe next year. We can only
hope so.
And I mean, yeah, there were so many choices here, but as great as the skates were, that final podium
yes.
of our top three.
I almost did that.
Happy crying and just so happy to be up there. And
giggling and sniffing whatever was in the flower boxes.
Exactly. I don't know what that was all about, but it was really emotional in a good way, as opposed yeah. to our last major podium, which was really emotional in a very bad way. And it was the palate cleanser we need and deserve.
It was so great.
Yep.
This was a great time and kind of reinvigorated my love of figure skating, because after those Olympics, I was struggling.
We needed some help.
Yeah.
And in terms of the weekly Waxel, I think, unfortunately, Wakabe Higuchi here had the potential to
yeah.
even win. It's just such a shame that it never fully comes together
mm-hmm.
for her. Either she skates really well and isn't rewarded, or the skates just don't come together, which was kind of the case here,
yeah.
which is a real shame, but
she's not allowed to retire because her day no. is still coming.
Exactly. All right, but that wraps us up for this one. Thank you all so much for listening. Please let us know your thoughts about this week in figure skating at flutzescast@gmail.com. You can also follow us at flutzescast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for even more skating content.
Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/flutzescast, for bonus episodes, and our merch store, flutzescast.redbubble.com. And if you like what we do, consider leaving us a review wherever you're listening. We'll be back shortly with more Worlds recaps. But until then, keep a watchful eye out for those Flutzes and Waxels skating fans.